All right. Well, speaking of Milwaukee County, Milwaukee County's partnership with the Marcus Performing Arts Center is scheduled to run through the end of 2025. So there may be some change coming. There may not. But I wanted to kind of get to the bottom of it all. So the CEO of the Marcus Performing Arts Center, Kevin Giglio, joins us in student. Kevin, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be here.
Of course. So your message to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors earlier this summer was what, Kevin?
Well, first and foremost, it was that this has been a partnership since the very beginning, from the building of the original facility. And just as an example, in the last 20 years, the county has put about $14 million into the infrastructure itself. And at the same time, the Marcus Performing Arts Center has invested $24 million. And it's that collaboration mm-hmm. on an ongoing basis that keeps the facility to the point where it can have world-class performances. And, you know, the other message is that since the departure of the Milwaukee Symphony, we've had a lot more dates available to do a wider array of programming that really reflects the diversity of the entire Milwaukee region. So we're serving a lot more people and a lot more audiences that we weren't reaching before.
Yeah. And how have you worked to kind of fill that MSO gap?
Yeah. Well, and we haven't filled quite the financial gap yet, but we actually have tripled our fundraising. And so that specific gap was filled by fundraising, but we still have a long way to go with our fundraising because they hadn't ever really raised money on an annual basis throughout their history. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have to, but we're really building from the ground up. But what we've been able to do is work with different artists. So, you know, we just had Esperanza Spalding come in recently, and she is one of the world's really most remarkable crossover artists who's kind of core in jazz. And we have, you know, Ladies of Hip Hop coming in the new year. And on top of that, we're doing a group of performances that are dance, are jazz aligned. Hmm. We're doing some comedy. We're doing other performances in order to fill those spaces and at the same time grow our Broadway as well.
Okay. Kevin Galento is the CEO of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. See, I said it wrong right there. We were just talking before. Like, is it the Marcus Center? Is it the PAC? I'm sure you get that. You're still like 1 year into the role.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of calls the Marcus Center something different, but that means it's impactful and everyone has an attachment to the Marcus Center, right?
That's right. I still hear, you and I were talking, I still hear the PAC and, you know, it's important. And as long as our name is out there and we're reinforcing it, you know, I'm happy.
All right. Does the Marcus Center survive long term without financial support from Milwaukee County?
Yes, I believe we would survive. But I think the question will be the mix of what we do. How much of it will we be able to continue to sustain into the future? And that's really the conversation we've been having with the county and frankly with our board and, you know, as a team.
Okay. When we come back, how the business model has changed over the last couple of years, and we'll get an update on the campus master plan, including continued improvements all around the grounds. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, looking at the economics of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. CEO Kevin Galento joins us in studio. Kevin, again, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So the Marcus Performing Arts Center is still home to the Milwaukee Ballet, and you have the touring Broadway series each and every year. Give us an overview of the other partners and programs at the facility.
Sure. You know, the ballet, which has been a long time resident company there. We have the Florentine Opera. We have First Stage Children's Theater, which is really one of the country's best children's theaters right here in Milwaukee, and Black Arts MKE, which is presenting a wide array of art that features black artistic creators. Hmm. They're actually celebrating 10 years of the Black Nativity that they're performing this fall around the holidays. And, you know, in addition to those really important resident companies and the culture collective that we put together of diverse artists, we also have other partnerships like what we do with Milwaukee Public Schools. We had a great partnership this summer with Culture by Design, creating the Summer of Soul series. So we have a lot of versions of Soul out on our new outdoor grounds for free throughout the summer. And another great example is True School, who we partnered with for celebrating hip hop's 50th anniversary. But we have a longstanding relationship with them. And the whole point of this is that it's a broad collection of partnerships mm-hmm. that reflect a wide array of performances reaching a lot of audience.
Yeah. So from a facility and business model standpoint, how has that changed through the last several years? I was on the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts board several years ago. And it, one of the things we continue to look at, you know, how do you increase earned revenue, not only from a ticket sales standpoint, but how do you increase the viability of all the facilities? How do you do upgrades and how do you bring it all together?
Yeah. Yeah. That, and that's a great question. And that is what is different from the prior model, which was more of a venue model, right? A lot of resident companies and Broadway.
Right.
This is more of a traditional performing arts center model where you're getting about 20% of your annual revenue from contributed revenue.
Okay.
And that is not what historically has been done at the Marcus Center. So we are raising more money. You know, we've grown the number of donors by almost 300% and we've tripled the amount of giving, but we still have a long way to go. But what we're trying to do is to get to that 20% is, you know, grow that base and actually ask people for the first time to give. A lot of people didn't realize that we even were a nonprofit for many years.
Yeah.
But it's not one avenue either, because we're growing our Broadway series because it's been so successful. We sold over 88% of the tickets that we had on sale last year, and we have really a growing subscriber base. But also, how do we rent the facility out appropriately? How do we partner with different groups to come in and so that we're not having as many dark nights? And then sponsorships across the board.
Yeah. So what are the plans for kind of the campus and the improvements to the grounds? And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the parking garage space. Yeah. But just talk about the campus per se right now.
Yeah. So, you know, we had some really great enhancements that were made before I got here and taking advantage of the pandemic to redo Eline Hall, which is really in much better shape. The outdoor grounds that were created, which gives us a whole different surface to provide community programming. But where we're looking right now, we looked at the original campus master plan, and there's some really good things in there that we wanted to extend, like renovating the Todd Weir Theater, which is where First Stage is home. And it's the one theater that really hasn't been renovated. And when you think we have young people come in there to experience art for the first time, we need to bring it up to speed.
Yeah.
On top of that, we are looking at a lot of improvements around accessibility. You know, the building is 55 years old. We need to make sure it can accommodate people regardless of physical ability. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of enhancements that's going to go up there. And then finally, you know, there's a lot there, but the final category is really creating an iconic destination downtown. So when you look at the facade, particularly on the south side of the building, it's like a series of screens.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking lighting to a new space, having a large LED screen, but also animated projection, that's not to do ads, but to do art and to literally animate the building so that it's an iconic, you know, visual experience that's right there in the heart of Milwaukee.
Creative placemaking, that's what drives downtowns for sure. Yeah. We're talking with Kevin Galento, who is the CEO of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. When we come back, what are the next steps for the parking garage space and what impact does Kevin and the board think this project could have on operations and finances at the Marcus Center? Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Kevin Galento of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. So, Kevin, as Performing Arts Center looks to expand its footprint and look at additional revenue opportunities. Obviously, you focused on the parking garage just north of the facility. Mm-hmm. What's an update on that project? And just as you look at it as a whole, like how could that really drive the operations and finances at the Marcus Performing Arts Center?
Sure. Well, right now, you know, the land is city-owned land. And it's an area they've wanted to redevelop for quite some time. And the parking garage, the structure itself is ours, and we do earn that revenue right now from parking. But to see the region get activated and have more development in that area is definitely the thing that would create the kind of activity that would support the work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Losing parking revenue is not great, and so we're working with the city and the developers who created proposals all had some aspect of parking share that would allow us some revenue to flow in from
So you'll be a partner in that project no matter who ultimately builds it. I mean, right now there's a $700 million development plan on the table from a Madison developer. So you'll be a part of that no matter what ultimately gets built at that site.
Exactly. And what's going on right now is I know that the city, the Common Council, and the development, the DCD of the mayor's office are kind of working together because there's some questions about is it viable for that proposal, and they need to explore that and come together on an agreement that works best for the city collectively. And I think it's a healthy conversation, and we'll be a partner whatever comes out of that.
Is there a timeline for that decision, or internally what have those discussions been?
Not necessarily. I know the hope was that there, you know, I know they have about a year to exclusive rights to get financing, and the hope would be that it would be closed by that time, meaning the process would be closed. But by the time it takes to move forward on any construction, it could take much longer. So we're kind of letting the process take shape.
Okay. All right. What is coming up next for the fall and winter season?
Well, you know, it's hard to like not have a smile on my face when I think about Elf coming up, because Elf is hilarious. The Elf the musical. It's a very hot ticket as well. So I'm really excited about that. But we also have Hip Hop Nutcracker, which is a very contemporary approach on that classic. And then, as I said, Black Arts MKE is celebrating 10 years of Black Nativity, and the Milwaukee Ballet will have their Nutcracker. And First Stage is going to have Rudolph the Red Nose the musical. So all of that happening.
Festive holiday programming. Indeed. Puts a smile on my face, too. So you came from the Kennedy Center in D.C.
Yes.
And you're a little over a year into your role in downtown Milwaukee. What are your impressions of the market, and kind of how do you define the Milwaukee of today?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I'm coming back to Milwaukee because I went to school at Marquette. Yeah. And it's been a while since I've graduated and lived here for that, but I've been coming to Milwaukee for 35 years. I love it. It's an anchor for my friends and myself throughout the years. And I think what I've enjoyed most is seeing it evolve over that period of time. And I think there's so much here that wasn't there in the 80s and even the early 90s. And so it's a vibrant place with a rich artistic collection of institutions, and I think the people here have been really proud of what's happening and taking shape, and so I'm excited to be here.
Very good. Kevin Galento is the CEO of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. Kevin, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.